Welcome to the Weight Loss Navigation Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Gaither, and this is the podcast for those who want to reach their weight loss goals once and for all without feeling frustrated, guilty, or confused. Together, we find what tools work best for you personally and also what will help you feel happy, upbeat, motivated, and in control. Subscribe now and let's help get you to your goal, but also to help you enjoy the journey starting now. Okay, thanks so much for joining me. So really quickly today, I just wanted to talk about, first of all, the difference between motivation and inspiration, because I got to thinking how very often, I think this thought process comes up a lot when people ask about working from home. I know a lot more people are now working from home than when I first started doing it. And I remember when I used to tell people, I was surprised to hear people say, oh, I could never do that. And I was just like thinking, but why? And they would say, oh, well, I could just never keep myself on track. I would just get, you know, lost doing something fun or relaxing or just not, again, essentially not being motivated to get themselves up and pumped to get to work. And I kind of thought, well, I mean, not that I ever necessarily feel that way. I don't feel like, yeah, I can't wait to work. But it's more just because there's things built in. There's things like phone calls, like that have a set deadline, like, okay, I have to take that phone call. Or again, deadlines, there's certain things that have to get done and they have to get done at a certain time. I have to get something back to a client at a certain time. So it's not necessarily that I'm motivated, but I'm inspired to do it. And I mean, I might not be perfectly on point with the dictionary definition here, but I think of it more along the lines as we often think of motivation, especially when it comes to weight loss, as again, being that sort of like, woohoo, I'm thrilled, I'm excited. Like for some reason we tie weight loss motivation in with this feeling of being excited and being like thrilled. And I think often I get that mental picture of like Rocky, like running up the steps, like, yeah, like so proud of all the things that you're doing. When in fact, a lot of times it's more the things that actually keep us on track with the things we actually have to do in real life. It's more just that we like are inspired by it. Like, yes, we know we want to do it, but it's more just a fact that there's this thing in place that's not a movable object. For example, your boss is expecting you to get to work. They're expecting you to get your deadlines met, to do your tasks. And therefore, you are going to do that because that is a particular, maybe, I guess you might say motivator or inspiration, whatever word you want to use for it. But it's just a set thing, a concrete, again, sort of like a bumper that's going to force you to do what it is you know you need to do. Same thing when it comes to, you know, things like paying your bills. If your company that you were a service provider was like, okay, you know, there's no deadline on your bill, I'm sure that one would go to the bottom of the pile. It wouldn't go to the top of the pile. You wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, like I'm really intensely now driven to get this bill paid faster than the rest. You're like, oh, cool. Okay. This relaxed attitude makes it so that I can wait on that. That's not something I have to push to get done right away. But when you have things like deadlines, others' expectations, and even stress. Stress is a motivator. It can inspire you for sure. And I don't mean too much of it, but if there is just a little bit of stress, say for example, again, talking about deadlines, you have an event coming up. You know, maybe it's a wedding, you're going to see people that you haven't seen in a long time. There is a set concrete thing in place. No ifs, ands, or buts. The countdown is coming. There's no putting it off if you wanted to lose by that certain deadline or date. That is now something that has acted as an accountability piece. Having deadlines, having a little bit of stress, having something that kind of forces you to get up and do the things you know you want to do anyway, but you just needed that extra little push. You need those bumpers to make sure you don't get gutter balls. Must be thinking turkey. But you need to set yourself up for success because you just don't know where your motivation is going to be day to day. Remember, we recommend it daily, just like bathing. Some days you just might feel like you totally are on top of things. You are excited to run to the computer and get to work. You are excited to run out to the gym. You are excited to go cut up all your veggies and eat right. And then there's other days, maybe more often than that, that you just are not completely thrilled to go do those things, which is fine. But if you have these things set up that are kind of the no ifs, ands, or buts situations, what are the things that force you to do everything else in your life? When you run out of clean laundry, it forces you to wash some more laundry. When your kids are bugging you saying they're starving, it forces you to go start making dinner. When your boss is asking, where's that project? It forces you to sit down and get it done. When you are getting notices in the mail, saying, hopefully not saying that your bills are due, hopefully not past due, then you are going to push harder to get those paid. You need things that are reminders and inspiration and things that are going to actually force you to do the things you know you want to do. So how do you do these things? Well, again, setting deadlines. So how can we set some deadlines that are going to inspire you to lose your weight? Perhaps you want to pick a goal, maybe a couple weeks or months from now, and either schedule an event, something where, okay, I'm going to see a group of people that I'd really like to show off a little bit of weight loss to. That might be something to keep you on track and keep you motivated and give you that, again, countdown where, you know what, that deadline's going to creep closer and your weeks are going to count down. And if you do the math and you figure out, okay, I want to lose X by then, that means I have to lose X each week. And it sets these parameters. It sets these actual, you know, you're in a box and it's not just so broad. I often give this example too. You might've heard me say it before, but I know when I used to write papers in school and the teacher would say, this assignment's going to be up to you. You can choose whatever topic you want. You can do whatever you want. I remember at first always being like excited. Oh, this is going to be fun and easy. I'm just going to rock this. It's going to be amazing. And then there tended to be this feeling of almost paralysis as you sit down and you go to think, okay, well, what should I do? And you're like, okay, well, I could do this or this or this or this or this or this. And then every time you come up with an idea, a lot of times you come up with another idea that you're like, well, then hold on, is that idea better than the first idea? And again, it just creates that paralysis, that situation where you want to do really well, but because there are not parameters, because you are kind of drifting out in the middle of nowhere and you can do anything, it can be a little intimidating. You don't even know where to begin. Think of it like, you know, when people go on a first date and they're just sitting there and you know nothing about each other, but how often have you seen shows or, you know, reality TV situations where they're just sitting there completely awkward and silent? And if someone were to pose a specific question, then it helps guide. It helps provide that, okay, oh, okay, I know how to talk about that. You know, what kind of movies do you like? Okay, now you know a direction and then you can tack on to that and you can, you know, elaborate on that. And then hopefully that helps the conversation go down some specific path. But parameters and guidelines and deadlines often are not something that actually narrows your focus in a bad way, but almost laser focuses you in a good way. It actually gets you to, again, do the things that you know you want to do. And it just provides that little bit of inspiration, that little spark, that little bit of extra motivation that you need to get it going, to actually get up and get moving, because now there is no ifs, ands, or buts. You cannot push it off. We always talk about the fact that when you have all these balls in the air, the one and only one that you can drop without any consequences other than the ones you personally experience really are your own. The ones where it's your personal health and wellness, that's the one that you can toss to the ground and say, I'll pick that one up later. I can't drop all these other ones. So what can we do to make that ball something that you can't drop? That's what we need to figure out. That is also what I am personally trying to help with. Definitely check out all of the fun stuff that we've got going on. You know, head to the site and see what ways that we can help you and inspire you to keep moving forward on your weight loss goals. If you liked this episode and dig my style, I invite you to check out our website, motivationdepot.net. Here you'll find exciting new motivational courses, resources, tools, printables, and awesome products. Also, you can find out about how you can work with me as your coach. Finally, don't forget to join us in our free weight loss motivation Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you there.